Welcome to From the Heart with Daryl Underwood, pastor of Servants Heart Chapel in Clovis, New Mexico. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by this week's sermon. Now here's Pastor Daryl.
Good morning. I hope your day has started out good. I was going through our scripture reading for the day during my devotions. And something in Ezekiel just really stood out to me. Ezekiel 8, beginning with verse 5, if you want to read it, I won't read the whole thing, but God has shown Ezekiel a vision of what's going on in Israel, particularly in the temple. And he takes Ezekiel to the temple, to the wall, and told to dig through the wall, and there's a doorway, and he opens the doorway, and this room, dark room, in there, in the room, all around the room are idols, representations of idols, and men of Israel are worshiping these idols. What stuck out to me was verse 12, he, being God, said to me, "Son of man, do you see what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the darkness, each at the shrine of his idol? For they are saying, 'The Lord does not see us. The Lord has abandoned the land.'" That has not changed. This is a day and age of secret sins. You can go into a private area and participate through the internet and other ways, participate in things that you know are wrong. And even though you might not overtly say, "Oh, God does not see me," that's how you're behaving. Is there some secret sin you're participating in? Are you in the darkness thinking, "God does not see me"? God does see you. He sees everything. And unless you forsake and repent, pain, suffering, and I hope not, but ultimately to those who completely reject repentance, at some point destruction will come their way. I hope it doesn't for you. Don't think that because you're alone, God does not see you. He does. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us. If you liked this podcast, then hit the subscribe button. Also, take some time to rate us. Feel free to check out our website at servantsheartchapel.org, and you can email us at servantsheartchapel@gmail.com. Thanks again, and have a blessed week.